Matam and Tchus Tzivches in what a person Mechuyik do Bedika on Tzivches. So what happens, don't do Bedika in other Bishol. I mentioned last time the new sheet is not exactly sure what Ashkatos do to be Tzimach on me, and I'm also in Muxik what the Gedarim are. So I got emails back from four different Ashkatos, from the Sarke, the Chofke, the OU, and the CRC. CRC said they got back to us, but the other three, the Chofke, the OU, and the Sarke, all three said they go with 10%. The first, all three said they clearly go with 10%. Then the Chofke said 10%, we asked them specifically of what? Heads of lettuce, leaves of lettuce, portion, by the containers. The Chofke said they go by the head of the lettuce, by the pre itself. That's the Chofke. The OU said they go by the packaging, and the Sarke says they go by the portion. So all three agreed, they all said 10%, but they went for three different ways totally. Starkey went straight to the portion, the amount to eat, which is a big cooler. You'd be made, come out, could eat, end up having a lot more inside the package of bugs to make it a meat chain of matzoi. So, you went by the package, you have two heads of lettuce inside one package, it'd be more machmer. And the Chofke went by the heads of lettuce. The follow-up, which we get back, we'll see what we get back from that, is the Chofke says it goes by the head of lettuce, because it goes by the pre. So how do you judge rice? You go also by every rice. How do you judge water? Do you go by a cup of water, by a liter of water, by a gallon of water? I'm not sure exactly how they're going to answer the question. How do you judge rice and sunflower seeds and cups of water? After OU, we wrote back to them. We'll see how they answer that. They said the getter is due to the product, which, if you think about it, that doesn't make too much sense. If you buy a large family and buy a big bag, you find one bug inside, then there will be a deraisa. If you buy a small bag, you need a small family, it will be mutl chathilo, the same exact product. Won't be mutl, won't be also. And we asked them a second case example, if you buy figs, if the packaging today they have, let's say, you find one worm in 100 figs, and they package right now 50 figs per bag. So now be deraisa. Next week they change their mind, looks nice to sell 20. Went to rabbanon. Next week they change their mind to 9. Won't be mutl chathilo. Same worm, same product, same figs. You change due to the packaging because they figure it's nicer that way. Also, we asked them how to calculate sunflower seeds because by weight, there's no packaging over there. The one that makes the most sense, which also, again, is the Star K, which is the biggest cooler, which Lemaiseh from Mazalman says not to do it that way. Star K says that you go after the portion where the person eats, 10% of that. From Mazalman says, learn the Tavarch L'Shurin, you can eat less, you can eat more, keep changing what you want to eat. So Maisa, again, those are the Ashkochas do, that they sold and wrote back. All three agreed 10%, not that any of surprised or whatever. They went in 10%, but again, they went three different ways, Starkei, Chofkei, and the OU. And that means when you eat something, you even the Starkei, behind them is a wonderful person, it's a big cooler. Makes sense. You have another sugya, Yishwad. And that's time we decide to test. Hopefully we'll find out more of what they have to say. That's the test, again, in the Hemshech, once you see the locha, what you have to do a bedika on. The test being Mamshech, let's say you do not do a bedika. Although Bishol. Now, first, the locha is clear, and we'll get to it later on in the Simin, that you now do this for Chathilo. You can't take something and cook it with Chathilo. Why? Since beforehand it was Osir to eat without cooking it. Therefore, it's Isser right now. You go cook it with Chathilo, be some comments on Panas Vekstekla, aim a vatel Isser with Chathilo. We are clearly cannot have a vatel Chathilo. Also, can do a sex check of the Adayim. Therefore, Abad al-Khathili cannot cook. It's only a case for the other. You do not know the Salafa, or you do not know that now the Matif is Nina Mopsa. You went and you cooked it. Then the question is, can be semich upon it or not? Come on, Rajba. The Rajba has two reasons why other bishul will be Mutta. One spark is the Chathkas Heter. The second spark is a sex check. Maybe it's here, maybe it's not. And even if it's here, it's Shemini Moch. And therefore, even though we have a cloud that buries our filo by elvloy bottle, when it's nimuach and missing its leg, it's one of its wings, then it's next to the barrier. Therefore, the subject of it's a barrier not. Therefore, it'll be bottle, you have a svek svekel. Now, the place can bring down that we only semach on one of the reasons of the Rashba. The Rashba has two reasons, cheskes heter. The reason why we're not semach upon that reason is because we look by the sugya by reya. We're not semach upon the svar of cheskes heter only by hefse muva. Therefore, we only have one heter of svek svekel. What? Seven nimuach, maybe not. Maybe here, maybe it's not here. What's nafkamino? Nafkamino is, let's say, there's no sex maker. For example, in a case where it's muhsik. You have a case that's muhsik, you're not a, and therefore, Shem Nimuch says the Pirim Golub is not considered a good suffix. Therefore, since it's a muhsik, in that case, you want to have a sex maker. Therefore, for example, let's say you say broccoli is muhsik. Most Ashkochas say it is. The Gabbard Starkei wrote to us specifically, broccoli is me and a muhsik, so she tells her to go after portions. However, let's say you go like most organizations say broccoli is muksik. If you cook with broccoli, now it'll be a problem. It'll only be left. You will not have a sex check. You only have one suffix. And therefore, you cannot eat the broccoli even after it's cooked, even after you made it into a soup. even though you ground it up, it doesn't grind up that very thinly. If you puree it, it's vada anymore. But you don't puree it. Don't make it into a liquid. It's not me ground up, put it into your soup. But the evan, the halacha will be also, why do you need a sex cycle? You don't have a sex cycle. It's a muksik that a vada broccoli has bugs inside of it. So again, we're coming out halacha, very simple, that a sex cycle is only good by case of being a mutter, however you define it. By muksik, you don't have a sex cycle. Now, again, l'chadchila vada can do it. It's only by the evan. Let's say the store does it, because they're samech on a certain mahalach that they're allowed to do l'chadchila, k'tzeich merubo, or the samech on a certain hashkacha. They hold, for example, the chidim in a mosa, they hold samech on the sarkei. You won't be machma and say, no, they're nice to get of a muksik. No, then it will be also. But let's say some, they were not, they were samech on the heter, they're allowed to do l'chadchila. You now will do l'chadchila, can you eat it or not? So Shlomo Zalman says, even though the klal eim avat l'isla l'chadchila is they make a knash against the person, and therefore you yourself cannot eat it, that's stuck in the case where he has nothing to be stomach on. But let's say the Rav says he's allowed to do l'chadchila. Even though you hold you cannot do l'chadchila, the mice are allowed to eat it. Mice are not a problem. That means it comes out. Even if they have a scruff that says you allow them to pray it, and you're not allowed to, the mice, there is no knash, instead of Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to eat it. The Nachmina, they say, is very simple, but the American water they discuss, let's say you are Machman American water and your neighbor is not Machman and you want to eat the guy's chulent or anything that has water inside that was boiled off, therefore just sex cycle, and therefore he was stepping upon his rub and you let him eat his chulent. Why? Because they want time in the American water, of course, it's only Mina Motsoi. Some of those won't argue. Let's say he's assuming it's Mina Motsoi, therefore he made his chulent and boiled up before him, therefore he left with sex cycle. Therefore, the Chatchila Abadi, you let him have his chulent, no problem, sex cycle is Mutter. Now we're saying that if it's nimuach, it's a sofik. The case only is over bishul. You went and you bishul means with liquid you boiled it. What happens if you baked it? You took flour, you ground it together, you did not sift it. You went and you made a challah. That's the case of a fiyah. It's baking. Now in water the bugs naturally break off. It's a sofik. It's a good sofik. Therefore, sex day could be mutter. By baking, you put a bug inside flour, inside your dough, put inside the oven, you can argue the point and say, when it starts cooking and boils and it gets heated up and hot, why in the world should you assume that makes the shemini off? Why should you assume that it starts breaking off? And therefore, you're still left with only one suffix. And by a fear, who says you'll have the heter of the din of sex cycle? It may not be only challahs, like somebody who made it in America, the water. It takes, I assume you put water to challah, right? You put water to challah. So therefore they'll have maybe a bug inside. Would you have a heter to eat this challah which has this American water inside? He's not a sex cycle. Or no, maybe if he has the same halacha as bishul. So the ikkar I start off with is the mice of the Taz. The Taz is discussing the case we'll get to by Shruas, that everyone in the whole town made a challah for Shruas with raisins inside, and that's true, and she found bugs inside, and the Moshe found bugs inside. Come along the Taz and says we have a sex cycle. One of the suffix is the Shemini Muach. Why? Maybe the word there is Shemini Mukhoi, Betana Machmas Chomaish. Says Taz, we have a sex cycle, maybe it's the Muach, we're in the Tanur, by a Fiyah. So it says that we have a Fush, Taz, it says a Fiyah and Bishul, there is no hope between the two. So the Prechodesh ones are arguing the Taz for two reasons. One, we'll get to the Kodakasa reason, maybe it's Savak or Ruggle. A second reason he says, why? It's a Fiyah. A Fiyah is not like Bishul, and a Bishul will say Shemini Mukh, and a Fiyah will not say Shemini Mukh. So my the machloekes of poiskim, how exactly do you look at a fear? Is the fear nichol nehet of shemini moach? And if you have a sex cycle, over bishul be mutter, and you can ichal say in America, is it not machmir the water? Or no, we won't have a heter. So my sister, if you look among the poiskim, they all deal with this. Pichad wants to be machmir, Pichad wants to be mekel. Find a place to be mekel, Chumahava is mekel, others want to be machmir. So Gemara wants to be machmir, Pinesoda. Machloekes of poiskim. The way the Rabbi, when he brings down the Sefer, he brings down his Oresh, Machloikis, and he brings down Maskona, the Mishlom Zalman, and Obiyashim, are both a Machmer, Mekel Vidyevet. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to be Machmer Chatzilo, because every time other Mishlom has to be Vidyevet. Fine, but Maestro, they are Mekel Vidyevet, which sounds like better than Mekel. And then Mitzdar of Oy, because usually what happens when you take the dough and when you knead it together, in the kneading itself also, maybe the process of kneading, maybe you squash the bugs also. So it really comes out, but in every case that you're using the hair by challah, the case of the Taz says the oven may be the case anymore. Before the oven, there's a process before, and there was the kneading process and another process, whatever they do to challahs. Before, in those stages, certainly maybe came the more, and therefore the reviving down, halachic can be mekel even on a field. I mean, in the sex cycle, it will be mutter. Chelek Aleph. Again, over Bishul, the Lachas might say it's mutter only if it's a good sex fake or if it's mukhsa, it can be also. Now, once we have this, come along the Amor, and he goes on right door, he says, the Lach is, the Rashi says very clearly, over Bishul is be mutter only if it's lived like. If you can do Bidiko, you have to take it out. Usually when you cook things, you cannot find it, but if you can cook it, if it's cooked and you can't find it, you have to do a Maitre Bidiko. So what do you do? The Machab goes on saying, you take it, you throw out the bugs. Come along with them and says, very good, you threw out the bugs. But the mice said, there's a tam of the bugs inside your food. What happened to you, say, the pram of tam? Be a dover. There's a very simple halacha. Ichaz is the issa de reiso. Not ichaz, one love in the Torah, not ichaz. Let's say you take chazer, and it touches your, put inside water, you take the chazer out, you left with the water with the tam of chazer. We pass him a holy zvashi. We pass him tam ki iku. The taste of something is like the ikur thing itself is even Issa Deraiso. Just like the bosser itself is Issa Deraiso, the tam is also an Issa Deraiso. So based on that, there are more bad shem, how in the world you take the bugs out, but mice, the tam of the bugs are there. And the tam of the bugs, the mice should after it. Come on, the more says, ki eim l'cha pri she'eim by shishim negra tam. The aloch is, even though tam is Deraiso, the tam is always bottle in shishim. And therefore, since we know the cloud, there's no pri that does not have shishim versus the bug, therefore will be mutter. Sorry? Oh, we'll get to that. But that's what the Ramah says. Now, to apply this, to understand this, again, the Pashto Ramah is saying very simple. We know the Shishim, they have its motive, it will not be Shishim, it will be Osir. Now, to understand how to apply this halacha, make it practical, so there's another aspect. There's halacha, as you may well know, is that the halacha is in a pot that's not Ben Yoimo. Let's say you had a pot that would cook chaz inside within 24 hours to cook inside a regular piece of meat. Nice and tam inside the piece of meat. The meat, piece of meat is awesome to eat. It's a deraiso. After 24 hours, you cook your steak inside a pat al chazer. It's mutter l'chadchilo if you did it already. You can do l'chadchilo. Goizo eidem ben yoyimo or to ben yoyimo. But let's say it was after 24 hours and b'di'evet you cooked your steak inside a pat al chazer. It's mutter l'chadchilo, no problem. Therefore, anytime you ever have this question about let's say you're milking a pat, the flesh of a pat. And you put milk in the fleshing inside, the first thing they rub you is they ask you if it's ben yoyim or not ben yoyim. If you say it's not ben yoyim, the food is always mutter. The problem is what do the pot? So the food is always mutter. What's the klal of the food? Why? Because after 24 hours, it's nice and tam lefkam. We have a klal, we come from Chazal, we pass this way, that after 24 hours, the tam inside a pot is nice and tam lefkam. It doesn't give a good taste. Therefore, even though tam ik is the raiso, the tam that comes out of it, if it's lefkam, does not give a good taste, it'll be mutter lechatchilo. The question is, what are bugs? Zavuvim. Let's start with flies first, before we get to cologne worms. The flies taste good. Flies taste good. So there's a Rashi and Shuvah that he writes very clearly that flies do not taste good. They don't. They're nice and tamil of gum. Therefore, you have a fly in your food. He says, take the fly, you can throw it out. You do not need shishim. Just like we know in a patad chazer, after 24 hours, nice tamil of gum, it's mutul chatkilo. Who are then? You have a fly inside your food. Take it out, it's cooked inside, who cares, it's not shishim, who cares, it's nice and tam lefkam, has a bad taste, and mutl l'chilo. That's your Rashi b'shita, and what we show him. Atzal ha-sheni l'shai, do it, disagrees, and says, flies are nice and tam l'shvach. Now what the machloek says, I don't know, go it's a great to taste it, I'm not sure, but that's the machloek we show him. What are flies? They taste good, don't taste good. The Rashi says, it's davar mosh, it's lefkam, and the shaidura, and what we show him, the shaidura says, it's l'shvach. Lalocha in Siman Kuf Dal, the Mechaber brings it down, and in Siman Kuf Zayin, the Mechaber writes twice. The Lalocha is that flies are nice and tam lefkam. They give off a bad taste, and therefore the Amor there says the divrei makilma are ikar ve'ein l'shamish haminig. Do not be mishan the minig, and avada flies do not give off a good taste. Avada nice tam lefkam, and therefore the food 100% is mutter. That's how the Ma'aser really place can go. The Shach over here says not that way. Shach by us, he brings down this Indian. The Shach by us, by Tlom, he ends up saying, by Zuvim, he says, you should just know, with our Kolkim, and therefore I pass my flies to be Machma, lest they have some Ruba. Interesting, the Amos says, Ein L'shan Saminik, Kevim L'shach, and says, only the Hefsim Ruba can be Samech upon it. Now the Maisha, the Polish can be Iker arguing the Shach, the Maisha, the Iker is Ein L'shan Saminik. The way the Pimagodim ends off, he says, Machma Tovel Abracho, Machma Tovel Abracho. Let's make it practical. Let's say you have a bowl of soup, a pot of soup on the fire. It's cooking there and a fly fell in. Fine spot to shishim. Hopefully your soup this time is shishim. The color days is mutter. What do you do? The person takes out the fly. How should you take out the fly? Take out with the metal spoon or the plastic spoon? They have a metal spoon, you take it out, the fly doesn't have shishim anymore. It was also malaya isa into your spoon. You just ask your spoon, and you can't use it anymore, put it inside your thing, and the mevatel is for a kilo. You just trace off your spoon according to a shach. Go like the more, if you're in the shana seminig, then no problem, you take it out with your metal spoon. When the shach has, you take it out, you take it out with your plastic spoon. Therefore, come along, if you want, dearer days. And he writes in the Sefer Dira Days, he says, if you have a kumkum, and you have boiling up water inside, and there's a fly that falls inside, he says, because of the shach shito, take it out with your plastic spoon, not with your metal spoon. Because if you take it out with your metal spoon, according to the shach, you have a problem, you just put a nice shach into your tray, into your spoon. Now if you did a avader, the spoon is fine, in the chance of minig, avader is the seder. But the chachila, machmul of tovel of bracha, the shulli is a mayer muk, and why take it out with your plastic spoon, and not with your metal spoon. Now just in Cheshbon Shabbat, just to maybe argue on the Dira Days, first of all, to putting a spoon inside, we'll have a gedel usually of a klisheni. We give a chumma maybe a klisheni, but that's just a klisheni. Klisheni, why can't we label? Label is a klisheni, right? Machlokes is not real. Now, what? If you hold it in to take out the fly before you take it out, and you wait a minute till it starts boiling, then you may have a gedel of a klisheni. But otherwise, the Pesukim say you even want to be machmer the shach by hefsim ruba, only machmer on something ala ish. That means, for example, you have a bowl of soup in front of you, and you tell the waiter, "Got to fly inside my soup." You don't tell him to get a plastic spoon. That's a klisheni, and betim anyway klisheni betim is mutter. We're machmer on klisheni, but here nechumro upon nechumro, a lot of take out the metal spoon. Only shall is you find a fly inside your pot of soup, or you find inside your kumkum, find there's a machmer of tel avrocha, take out with your plastic spoon. However, the mice in your bowl of soup, you can be semi chapa and take out the metal. Again, you want to be machum, say it. But tell that loch, shibboleh, vada, not shiloh. And the call this will agree, once you take it out with the spoon, vada, if it with the metal, you want to cash it. That's for one reason why the machum, based upon our shach over here. I give it to a second reason to why the machum, but it's an interesting shiloh. Can you look at chilo, put in nice and tam lafgam inside the kelim? Nothing we do. Let's say you know it's nice time of camp. Can you do a lechatchila? Let's say you pass him like a more, it's nice time of camp. What's the shiloh? The shiloh is like this. We know that in a kli ein ben yoimo, lechatchila cannot cook inside your steak. Inside a pot of chaz. Lechatchila, why? We're going to ein ben yoimo or to ben yoimo. Are we going to nice time of camp or to nice time of shach? Can you lechatchila put your bog of nice, let's say nice time of camp, inside your spoon? Because why? Because next you can take the spoon and put it back inside your pot of soup and make the battle the nice tamal of gam. So you look at chila put a nice tamal of gam. The bad thing is simply because Zayin he declares a shadow by Tzorachim. He's not sure. What? It's not Isser, it's Heter. The fly itself you can have, but the tam itself you couldn't eat look at chila. That's, can you eat lechatchila? Look at chila? Anything wrong with it? Lechatchila? No, there's no problem actually over here. Is there a problem putting the lechatchila inside the spoon and putting it inside your food? Can you lechatchila take a fly and put it inside your soup and then take it out? If you, not, she's nice time of gum. Can you do lechatchila? Yeah, that's a shadow. Can you do that or not? That's the question. If, without akshvei, why not? Maybe, yeah, maybe no. Maybe. That's a shadow. The body is his question, and the simcha is Zayin, and he writes Tzorachi, and Rav Berkowitz wants to be right in the case of Devash, we'll get to in Sif Yudbeis, he wants to tell you that the reason why you let her boil up honey to get the bees out is why, because it's Eidim is common to Mavatel Isser. Mice of the bees are no stumble of gum. So why do you come out to Eidim is common? You bring in Tam, look at Chilo of gum. What's the Isser over here? So he wants to tell them before, Shalokha, they cannot lechatchila put lefgam inside your food. We'll get to the sif, maybe you can say other pshatim, and if he wants to add to it. So now we have a second reason why you have to use something that's plastic, not metal. One, it can maybe have a shach over here. It's sad, maybe it's a bug is nice tam l'shvach. And if it cannot use your metal spoon. And you have a second reason, even if nice tam lefgam, like the Taz wants to say over here, a maisa to put lechatchila lefgam into your food could be a tosha also. Therefore, how do you take out the fly? You have to take it out with the plastic.
You're not putting
Kambrishan
in. You put it back in, you put back the spoon
back in, it's Tamsheni
ready.
Why? Can you can't? Then you've added on to the machine. Why? Nice and
Tam
of Nice and, not Banat of Isser, not Banat of Heter. The fly.
Not
Banat
of
Nice and Tam of
Gam of.
Hey. The body is talking, and
the
bird will say yes. Shai Gura
anyway,
Yeah, he'll look. No, if you go like a Shach, a body, yeah. But even out of Shach, there might be a Marmok. I mean, even once they say English Shabbos, I'm going to get, like, Chas HaShav will go against them all, English Shabbos.
No, but he owns the right, the Shabbos, you know, you had to get the right.
That's the Shaidua. But again, the person, yeah, Mark, you go Shaidua. We don't pass on the Shaidua. That's the problem. Fine. So, we have two reasons why to take out your fly with plastic. Again, maybe cliche, and more reasons to be made, call inside your bowl, but certainly the positive reason. Now, that's mitzad zvuvim. Come along. Now, that's, again, mitzad zvuvim. Now, just to be clear about that, that means the fly is giving off a bad taste. However, if the mamash is inside, you still need rive. That means, let's say you can't find the fly, it's not a burial, you'll need rive mitzad mamash shabai. But you take the fly out, you will not need rive anymore, you just left with tam. Tam, you don't need any rive at all, it's bottled, nice time of kam, about this motive. Now, this halacha, simply, you learn simon kovdal, the Ramah says that dafka when you have a fly inside regular food. You have a fly inside vinegar, or a fly inside beer, or inside wine, or yain traf, that's nice and tam l'shvach. Again, why? You have to ask Mavinim why they put a worm inside your tequila. Fine, I'm not sure. But the Maestro said, this whole halacha, that's regular food, but not inside vinegar and inside wine. These things, beer, these things will be nice tam l'shvach. You'll need shishim. That's mitzad zvuvim, what the shach ends off with. Now the next question, what about tloim, worms? Worms are the same halacha like zuvim, or they're different than the zuvim? Are they two different halacha, the same halacha? The Taz over here, when he discussed the cases of Shalom, he brings down the mashal, and the shach also brings down the mashal. The mashal wants to taino that the Ramah says the pre needs to be 60 times the amount. Let's say the pre is not 60 times the amount. The mashal wants to taino that the pre will be usher it's a dovek, and if you need 60 times the pre, not 60 times versus the worm, you need 60 times versus the pre. The mashal, he's machen by zvuvim also. He holds his awesome ikah. Did not even have to move with also. He's machen by zvuvim. He's machen by tloim, and therefore he holds. He needs 60 times the pre. He holds it's a dovek, and he's 60 times the pre itself. The shach brings it down over here, and the shal is maskana. What the Ramah here say? The Ramah says he needs 60 times. Why the Ramah say he needs 60 times the amount? Tloim is before a nice and tam l'skam. Why in the world the Ramah say he needs 60 times the amount? So it passes away, the shach wants to say, tlom is different than zvuvim. Zvuvim, we say, is nice tam lefkam. Tlom tastes good. Tlom tastes good. Now, why the worms taste good and the flies don't taste good? Again, you have ism avinim. Not sure. I don't know if they're delicacy in certain countries, but the shach is very clear, and zof, he has rice to it, that zvuvim are nice tam lefkam, and tlom are nice tam lefkam. That's his maskona. And there we come that, even though I said, have to move, you have to be machen by zvuvim, by tlom is only have to move, you have to be machen lekamri. And my son was Paiskim go like this, Shach, the Chavdas, the Kiveger, the Chaznish, they all go like the Shach. They pass him Tloim, it's also Gomei Nid Shishim. After the Shem, you read the Taz ends up, says, even in the case you know if Shishim be Mutter, why could Tloim the Maisim in Nesh Tam Lefkam? Maisim, he goes that way, the Prim Godim, the Rechol Shulchan, and the Tain of the Rechol Shulchan is, Vachush Meir. It's me, it's disgusting, no, it tastes good. Beish Meir Tain is, what do you mean, Vachush Meir Chushvar Zu? Tell me, it tastes good? That Tain is, one of the Shach Tain is, good meal, it doesn't taste good. That's the time of Matthias. So what the other side hold, I'm not sure what tastes good or doesn't taste good. By Zvov, Machu Tabla Brocha, fine, Tabla Brocha. Tabla Brocha, yeah, but the Shah is Zvov the same thing. If you're going to be saying the Zvov and Tlom are the same exact thing. The Taz is saying it's worse. Now what do you hold by Zvovim? Again, the Taz, if you're going to be saying it's the same thing, don't be Machalik. The Shah says Machalik is also Gomer. Meister, the Chochmah Zodim, and the Yadudah, they end off, they have to move, it can be Mekel. Chochmah the Shokel, it's a Lumis place on both sides. Chochmah the Shokel, and by Tlom, we have to move. That means if you have a talas, a worm inside your soup, the Vadi should take out with the plastic, should not take out with metal. That's a Vado. Now, what exactly kind of soup that's a worm, I'm not sure. But usually what happens, flies fall inside your soup. You don't usually find worms inside your soup. You find one, what? Beetle is a worm? Sorry? So you find if you find a wormy bean, how would you find you would see it inside the soup? The only thing I've ever seen in my life is only flies inside. I've never seen inside a soup once. You find that, you'll have to be machmer, 100%. And of course, only have to move, but of course, then you'll have to take with the plastic. Right. The Shach is still saying this in the Rashman, not the way. By the shopping down the Rajma. So what's the theory? He says, serious Rajma, that's masculine, then serious Rajma. And he says, the Rajma over here is the Yishishim. Why? What's the Mahal between the two? So, Master, we have two different Mahalchim. This is the way to answer the Ramah. The Ramah over here, Batim says, the over here, Yishishim. And by Zubim, he says, it's about nice time of Kam. Of course, it's Tir Batim. Of course, the Shach is right. quotes sound like Tchum is worse than Zuvim. This is a Pasha Teres, there are two different Zutim to go with. Either the Beis Meir says, he's saying over here, Tchum is, you have Shishim, because all cases where even by Zuvim we mark in a case of vinegar or the Sheikhar. Those cases, everyone agrees to need Shishim. So he's saying in the case with the Kol HaDeis in the Shishim. Or though, another way of answering is Pasha. He says Shishim, why? Because those the Shai Duah is Maisim Machmer by Zuvim. So he wants to say, even if the Shai Duah is Machmer, over here will be Maker by Tchum. But those are two ways of answering it. Machlok is Shach and Taz, Machlok is Apoiskim, and Machlok is Shach Yotzu, and the Hefzim Uv, the spoon will be Mekol, and therefore you should take out the plastic spoon. Oh, so the Molim is a case over there. Answer like Zuv, same thing. You're asking how you taste it, let's find out. I don't know. What? I don't know where to define the category. Some cases are clear in the place, but some cases they don't discuss any of that. Another case in the gate, the time the place can also page bring it down the chok, but and others is also very practical. We're saying that form between machmits are tam shivoy, and then there's no tam. What happens? You cut your tomato, and you cut it, and before you put it inside your salad, but semi chapta, you cut the worm in half, and the two sides. So now, what's the luck with your tomato? What's the luck with the knife? Is a knife trafe, you have to kasher it, or the level of the tomato, does it need shishim, or the whole entire thing is mutter. So we'll develop into two cases, it does happen, you cut an apple, you cut a worm in half, or you cut an onion. So make it two cases, one of what happens when you cut a fruit in half, and what happens when you cut an onion in half, because the onion is charif, might have a different halacha. So when you cut the tree in half, the place coming down, from the Ramon to Chattis, then you should take all the klipa with it, the klipa, the white klipa. When you cut, maybe part of the mamoshes went to a klipa, not to have the tam went inside, but when you cut a worm, so it doesn't exactly come even, it go a little bit with the knife and go a drop more past the stage where you cut it with. And therefore, when you cut a vegetable, if you either save it and put it in the salad, most of us will just throw the whole thing out, but let's say you save it, and therefore what you do is you have to take off a klipa and the rest of it's procedure, lalochom. Now, if you want to throw it out inside baltashlis, is a shalal of baltashlis. If I bring down the sefer from Obiash from the Vosner, we throw it out mitzad miyos, mitzad hard to find bugs, so there's no issa about tashkus, you're doing it mitzad, you know, you moist plate, no problem. But let's say you want to keep it, a lock is by a fruit, just take over a klipo. Mitzad the knife is their problem, so also the Ramah says, a lock is, you just clean it very well off, want to save the knife, you want to throw out the knife, clean it very well, to say that. That's mitzad a case of a pre. Let's say you cut an onion, which is a chayrif. Sorry? Find the knife? I say klipo. Sorry? I left that klipo. I'm not sure, because everyone calls each other some like klipo, some like klipo. What's the difference between the two? Fine, if you tell me the difference, I'll tell you the difference. Masking them, also they're klipo, so they call it all the klipo. Fine, yeah, you didn't want to say it means greater, masking, but that's not the passage of the words. The next, what happens when you cut an onion? Also, same thing when you cut it off. What's halacha? So, by the onion, for the problem of by duchad sakino and this other chirif, so maybe it's blowing into the knife. So, the Maestro Amos says you only need a klipa by the onion itself. Come on, Kirego, when he's simitalic vav, he says, you know what Amos says you only need a klipa? Because he holds the climate only in the time of Gam. Kirego says, I pass my shach, that's loyim in the time of shvach. There's the only shishim. You need shishim versus onion. Well, I hope by tzloim specifically you need shishim because nice time l'shvach with a dukkah could need shishim. Most of the prima gonim over there disagrees. The chavadas they think no. Even though we hold, even if we want to be machmer, the sheet of tzloim is nice time l'shvach. But prima gonim himself says I don't hold them. I hold them nice time l'shkam. But even if we want to hold that way, we'll only machmer my case of bishul. But by dukkah the skin of davar charif, you learn the sugi over there. Maybe an onion is not charif. Maybe even if charif is only klipa, it's not shishim. It goes on the bun tooth and says avada even by an onion. That's the first paskin. Even by an onion, the loch is only klipa, and the bedsman can use an onion by onion, not a problem. What about the knife itself? Do you need the ita or not? You might the article possible like the Yehud and others. They say you need an ita by this knife. You have to catch it with an ita. The Maestro the Bikkur is from going out the way. They go like a Torah Chatzis, the Marshal. They say the knife is clean it very well. That seems to be an Ahoga clean it very well. Use it over. And Ahoga seems to be that way. It could be a lack of idea. I'm not sure. The Maestro similarly the Ahoga is what to be Samachon. The Ravag passed this way. And the Dakachuva, they pass and just clean the knife very well. So it comes out like local. You cut an onion and you cut a fruit. What to do? Onion and fruit take over the klipa. You have the knife just clean it very well. That's the pashas. Again, you want to be machma on the knife doing the itzah. That's after by an onion. Lachura, just clean it very well. The dukkha is on the knife.
Yeah, but you cutting through the worm.
You're cutting through the worm.
Right, but it's soft.
Yeah. I don't. Fine, somewhere. Yeah, but still, you're pushing it. I saw you're pressing hard, and
whatever it is, the tree's making it hard.
I have a question. The worm is soft. The worms you see in the garden are soft. Yeah, you ever try to rip them apart? I know what the definition of soft is. I'm not sure how to look at it. They're not machalic. All the 40 different psalms discussing what to do with a knife, a dukha, and no one says your idea that's soft.
How come it's an
awesome one, it's not awesome? What's an awesome? You take over Kleber, because there's no.
Al-Tcharif.
Even if you hold nice and tamil of shvach, but if that's what's gone, no problem, it's tam. If you hold nice tamil of shvach, the maizer by onions, that those hold daskin by onions, not charif, only by tnoinis charif, right? And those are more tiny, even if it is charif, Machabe says it's kleep, not shishim. So
it's
not charif. So it's a people gone, since we're daf in chulsa, so maybe all these two of them, so that it's no problem, just take a kleep as a potato. Now again, what happens, so that's what comes out. Now if you cook with it, or you bake with it, or it might be find your bug inside, so it really depends what you do. The loch is, let's say you find the worm inside, worm machal has to have to move by its flats. The loch is, you'll need shishim, and also by a case of bishul, the loch is that we do a klipa. In the case of tzli, we'll do an atila. I mean, let's say you find a worm inside your bread, and the worm again will be machal, it's loish tam l'shvach. What do you have to do? Will be machal shishim, now bread's only shishim. And also, we machma shake open the tila, not klipo. Since tzli, the loch is, since some kofe, the loch is natila, not klipo. We also, before you have to take open the tila, not a klipo. That's the first you bring down. Next, Indian also negates in the tam. You really negate the shell of bittel, who also discussed the people, not only bring down the case of tam, in stores they sell these plastics for spices that you can put inside your food. That you wrap it around it, and you put inside your food, and therefore nothing will come out. It'll just give off the tam. What's it called? Cooking bag, no? Like a cheesecloth, a spice bag. When they call it a spice bag, but what do you do? Let's say the spices have bugs inside. You don't want to get involved with it, you don't want to check it. So you put it inside a spice bag that's not at a well, nothing can come out of it. You put it inside your food, and what happens, all the tam of the spices are going into your food. So the mice, the bugs are not coming inside. Now the shell is, and the shell is also, what type of bugs are inside, how can you do the lamaisa? The bugs of the lamaisa going inside, the tam of the bugs are going inside your food. Now if it's a bug, and nice time of lefgam, according to the shaft is only mocking up to move all the lamaisa, how can you use these spice bags? And if the ashkokas sell them, and stores sell them, and they say, the top bug is not a problem. Maestri, read the Prima Gadam over here, bring down the eighth of a spice bag, and he ends off that the person cannot do it. He said, however, ain't ligger of a Misha Oistakane, don't yell a person who does it. He said, what's the Samechon? But Maestri, don't yell a person who does it. There's another Mogar Avram in Arachayim, talking Gimel. What? We'll get to that. So over here, there's a case of the Torah in the Vadak Flam. The other case is the Mogar Avram in talking Gimel. Over there, he mentions a case where there's a problem of bugs inside your spices. And the eighth that he gives, they put inside a spice bag and go do it. So one time over here, by case of Adek Shlomi, the Maestri says that the Inligra Boil, of course, also, and over there he says the Maestri is Mutu. So Biyashiv, the Maestri, he writes about it, he says that the Prima Gadol Etzim being Machmer. He's saying, Inligra Boil, that's what it means in our Chaim, don't you all the guys who put inside a spice bag, but Etzim has to be Machmer. The way how those one Mechalik is that those who want to tie in that if it's Vadek bugs 100%, they'll be also. It's only Tamuchsik, the Maestri can be Makel. So you, in the guidelines, they say, no, if it's mukhsik, it'll be osir. If it's mina mutter, that's what the people are saying to be mekel. The Vos of the Maestri, he is mekel totally, and the way how the Kav HaChaim, he brings it down, he says, the only reason why the people are being machmer, because there's not even shishim versus times the bugs inside the food you put inside of. Which is the Imang HaKadosh, you take this bag, put inside your food, and the amount of bugs in there, they're not going to be shishim. Then he says to be machmer. If there's certainly a shishim, a vada can make a lechachilo. Now, that's mitzad, the end of the tam coming out. Now, mitam avat l'chadchila, that we'll have to get back to when we get to Sifu Gimel, Sifu Dalet. Maisa, what do you use spice bags or not? Maisa, a lot of people do use spice bags. Again, there's something we want to be samechon, and the numerous hashkachos do that. A Muslim again says, Maisa, you can. Kav HaChaim says, you can. As long as you have shishim, it should not be a problem. Sifyud is the end of chazoka. Chazoka, the way how it depends what gears you have in the Shulchan Aruch, depends on the Shulchan Aruch Maisa you're using. but also depends on the gifts. The Rashba is, let's say you have something that the mice is milky. So what happened afterwards, you take the thing and you check, and you see you made a salad, and on the table you see on the salad the worms, there are ants crawling there. You see there are three ants there. Now what's the halacha of the salad? Now before we get to the Tazer Osim Alma, Tazer's halacha is, if you have three things, Chazoko, and therefore even if you take out the three, you have to check every single piece. Now whatever you check will be more, whatever you don't check will be also. That means if you find three ants inside your salad, you take out those ants for sure. You look at the whatever you take out, if you check, it'll be clean from bugs, you're allowed to eat it, no ants. Otherwise, whatever you don't check, the whole will be osur. Why on Chazoko? What? Even three, the Pesach can say even three different times in the same salad. In the salad.
Find it once, first time come and three at once.
Even three, well, the Pesach can say, do not be my chalak. Well, if three at once, three at the same salad, three different times, it might be the same halacha. Same halacha. Now, there is a shaila in general, what is the halacha of Chazoka? Is Chazoka 2 or Chazoka 3? I think it's in Gemara, Babasa, and other places. Rebbe said Chazoka is 2, and the Chachomim, Shem Gamil, said Chazoka is 3. Over here, how much is Chazoka? The gift over here, the gift I have on my red shulchanach says 2. And then parentheses, they write 3. The Bach Paskin Chazok over here is 2. Bach says 2. The Maisha, the Pashkin would say the Loch is not the way we go, the Loch is 3. Different reasons why they go that way, but the Shach and Taz. The other Pashkin say the Chazok is 3. Either they want to say, the only time we have a Machman 2 is only by Nefashis we Machman 2. But over here, the Maisha says, not Nefashis, therefore we make all. And if not, the Hog over here, certainly is once you find 3 bugs, therefore you'll have to be Machman. You find 2 bugs, you do not Pashkin like the Bach. If you're Pashkin 2 bugs, the Maisha, you can be Makel, and will not have this Inim Chazoko. Now, to understand Inim Chazoko, the way, for example, let's say you have broccoli. Let's say broccoli is meat. The case of Yashin is discussing, he has a tshuva about it. He writes broccoli, let's give the assumption broccoli is meat and mozzarella. Therefore, they cooked it. You have a shrek steak, will be mortar. They cooked it for whatever reason, they're stomach on the head, so they cooked it, take a move, to go find all the bugs, no problem. It's a hotel with 500 people. 500 people. The Rav says, Tech Ruva, and go cook it. Ova Bishel, sex deck is mutter. Come along, Rabbi Yashin, your time is very good. You just made it to Ova Bishel. But my see, you have another problem. You have a Rashba over here that says, do you know there's three inside? That means for 500 people, as me at Hamotza, you can find 100, let's say you can find, you have a right to find 100 bugs inside. You have a right to find 5 bugs inside. To find the potato, you know there are 5 bugs inside, it's 500 people, the 10th person eating is no problem. Maisi says, you have this Rashba that says, you know the 5 bugs inside? You have a chiv now to check every single piece inside the Rashba Shabbai. Chuva might be me and a mozzah. It might be even me and she'ain a mozzah. You know that broccoli is me and she'ain a mozzah. But you're cooking such a humongous quantity that comes out there's certainly going to be 3 bugs inside, but you have no doubt in your mind going to be 3 bugs inside. It'll come out there. You have a chiv check every one more inside the Rashba. Not between me and a mozzah, between a mokzik. It's me and she'ain a mozzah, and the chance of anyone finding it is going to be 1 in 1,000. Any number you want, but the amount of cooking will end up being the 3 inside 100%. He said it comes down to see the Rajbi and check every single one. See, among his Kiddush, it's taking the locha strong of the Maisa. That's how the Rajbi says, you know the three are here, to Muksik. Therefore, you have to check every single one. Again, it will not be basically any hotel or any yeshiva or any camp. The Maisa says the quantity that they cook, that it means that basically that any Ashkocha is giving Ashkocha something, let's say, even Bodek, whatever it is, giving Ashkocha, they should write in a bag. We're going, it's me and Shani Motzi. The chance is 1 in 1,000. But you're cooking 10,000. I said, you have 3 bugs. But you cook will be also. Put the oil on the floor, because the Maestro should write that. Unless they're saying 100 Tanaki. 100 Tanaki is the Seder. Sorry? Cooking? If it's different parts, the way the actually sounds like. Sounds like, I'm not sure how exactly to write it up. It sounds like, no, it has to be in every part. The part that you're cooking in. Remember, you're cooking the yeshiva pot to your mangas. If the yeshiva pot would be cooking broccoli, would any... There's only 3 inside, right? No, the shochas know. They assume, let's say they assume broccoli, after a certain, they do a certain process, whatever they do to it, they know it's mutual and mutually. They know it's not gonna, it's less than 10%. So, when a hotel cooks for it, they're taking opening up 20 bags, to put it boiling all together, 20 bags inside one big pot. And if they have a right to leave one bug in every 3 bags, since why every bag is 10 portions, fine, according to the Rashi, you got a problem. It's mukhsik over here, you have to check every single one. What? They have to check, that's a problem, they have to check. No, I want a skocha the right. If you cook in a large amount, then you'll have to. The halacha will apply differently to you, and therefore you'll have to. If you, the way Rabbi Yasser's case is, when you cook for 500 people broccoli, you know for sure. Yes, you know for sure the three times 500 portions. Even the mere ten amatzah, you know the three bucks inside. It's mulchad chilah, no problem. No, so you can argue the point and say if you, the case of Rashba that you found, you have to know mamash you found. Well, the Asher says, in the Sarka Sfara, if you were a betting man, you know 100% there are bugs, even though you didn't see with your own eyes. You know there are three bugs inside 500 portions of broccoli. You know that. The odds are against that is 10,000 to 1. So you need mamash you there? That's the time. True, you stretched it.
The portion each person is going to get.
That's true, but the mice of the right now, you just put the, what's the case for Rajbo? He has a big pot, and then you can divide up and give him, and that's mortar. He says right now it's mortar. Again, the truth for us to argue on the Biyashim, ask him, you don't know 100%, and also afterwards you're dividing it up. Ask him, you can maybe be machalic, but he says not the way. In a normal house pot, Not, he's not discussing he says, the case over there is 500 people in them alone. He wrote it, Ksav Yad, the Kovit Chuvit Chalakalov, Sam is here, say. But, Maisa, this is Inim Chazak. Inim Chazak is a place you can say, Lav Dav gets one person, let's say three different people checked also, the same Malacha, I found one bug, you found one bug, I found one bug, it's all the same thing. Maisa, this Inim over here is a case of Mokhsek. That's if it's Kovit Chuvit we discussed, that's a case of Mokhsek. Now, the Isha Shalom, the Tazmin Yanam is also Alma. Now, Ant, the Derech is not defined inside the Shalom, but also Alma came from the outside factor. The shallows can adapt because it's not mukhsik. These three are found. Why should there be anything more there? So the Maisa, the Taz, the Pasha, the Taz, the Yom Shlomo wants to make all, the Magarvam wants to make all, the Mazadim, the Chachmasadim, the Maisa only make all, Otsim Alma, it's not a raya that there are more bugs there. Shalash Shani, the Minchas Yakar, the Shlomo, he wants to be Machmer. Pitor, his getter is, he says, let them bugs travel in families. And ants travel in families. Maisa, if you know, you ever leave food overnight, you see one ant, a bunch of ants here, they go together. He said before, true, you know, Osama Amal Maisa, they come together, the Chaveim to each other, and they come to Zaman, and Maisa before, you want to say it's Mokhsik, and even with Osama Amal, you want to be author. Maisa looks at the Swarm as Maholik Sashokal, exactly if Osama Amal is the reason we make it to Machma, if it's Ketubing down two different sides, Yeshwad, if it's Kinder Mokhsik or not, shall I have a deal with Allah Lachal Maisa, I'm not sure. That's inside the Chazoka. On the Chazoka, the Maisa of the Chag Ashur, even though the Taz put it down on Sifes, but that's in the case of Chazoka. The Isha found, she bought raisins, the town bought raisins, and Meshua seemed to be, everyone had a raisin challah. So it's not even on Hogbiz Manena having raisin challah for Yontif. It seemed to be that Hogbiz in those days had raisin challah for Yontif, and they all made challah. The challah was to ask the bread in the whole entire town for Yontif or not. And you read the, on the page, the different Paiskim want to ask the bread in the whole entire town. Gilmasho being down, or the Chodesh Gershuni being down, they want to ask her. Maitha Taz is making me touch Svek Seiko. Maybe it was there, maybe it wasn't. Now, the Taz case is like this. Let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, the Isha bought flour and raisins from this Moichor. Then at 10 o'clock, she baked it. 11 o'clock, she found it. At 12 o'clock, she went to the Moichor, and they checked the Moichor's flour to see if he had bugs. She also had bugs. That means at 9 o'clock, she found, she bought, and at 10 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, they found. Come along with the Taz says, after 12 o'clock, whoever bought about his offer. Before they found will be mortar. Now what before mean? Before the Prima Gun means before 12 will be mortar, not before 9. Before 12, before the Moicha finds will be mortar, after the Moicha finds, not when she finds, don't go after her, go after the Moicha. Before the Moicha finds will be mortar, after the Moicha finds will be also. Why before will be mortar? You have a stress cycle. Maybe they were there, maybe they weren't there. And even when they were there, maybe it's the more still to be mortar, like the Rajva of a Bishul will be mortar. Now the Shach and Pichodesh argue for two main reasons. One reason because it's Sofak or Rogel, and Sofak or Rogel is not considered a good enough Sofak. Maybe it was there, it looks like it was there now, maybe it was there constantly beforehand. And therefore, you know, after 12 o'clock will be also, therefore, even before 12, who said, well, it came at 12, not 11:59, not 11:58, not 11:56, so that will be also. One reason. And Pichodesh argues for the other reason mentioned in the beginning, he knows that only by Fishel we say Sofak Nimuch, not by fear won't say Sofak Nimuch, if it's not to the case of a Sfak Sveiko. Most of the police can go back and forth, is it something ruggle or not? For example, they want to say if it's 6 hours beforehand, Avad will be mortar, or a day before it'll be mortar. Why? Because Avad, it has to change at a certain point. That went from being, it was being knocky, because Avad, they got flour, had no bugs. The bugs come to the flour and the raisin afterwards, when the mechuba, they're not there. So it was a time that was knocky. The time at 12 o'clock, they were there. This question is, where is the cutoff point? So Pesach Truma wants to say by 6 hours or 12 hours of Av will be mutter. The Shach from 6 hours and onwards till 12 o'clock, what's the halacha in that case? That the Shach wants to be machmer, because he wants to be machmer, and Taz wants to be mekel. The price can be ikker if you read the Pesach Truma, but if you're a machmer, the Prima Gordon ends off, anyone's mekel on Simchas, Yontif, then ain't ligger boy, don't yell at this place because it's mekel. But etzim, the place can be on machmer. However, the machmer is dafker when it's within those 6 hour period, before and they'll be mekel. And what happens if the Isha, the Maisa, she bought it, she found, and it gets the Meicher has no flour left. You can't check by the Meicher. Then the place can say, well, it's mutter. You have to find by the Meicher. If you don't find by the Meicher, even though she found 100, who cares? We'll say it happened by her and not by the Meicher. Let's say she found the Meicher has nothing, but two other ladies also found. Then someone came from the Meicher, then the place can say, yes, we machmer, because why is all common denominator, why is we not find? But someone came from the Meicher, and then you'll have to be machmer. Yeah, but we assume it was there before, and then some that came before, and also that's the death that came inside. That's the thing to answer.
When you go, the third person found it, or from the first?
We go from when the last person before found it. They'll go from when they bought it from the last person bought it from the Meicher. The last person bought it from the Meicher. Now, this is what you're saying as Machzakinum, the Meicher, just on the same side. The Meicher, let's say someone takes something over a bishul, and there's something that's muchzik, and you don't want to eat it. I think mentioned very last time, Shlomo Zalman says that the thing itself, let's say it's lettuce or broccoli, the thing itself, the mice will be also, let's say it's muksik, if you don't have a sex egg or broccoli, you go to that mahalach. The mice, let's say the broccoli is with other food, you go sometimes to a chas or dinner, that broccoli on the plate with your chicken or the steak, whatever the meat that's there, says Shlomo Zalman, emach zekinin isam isam, and therefore, even though you don't want to eat the broccoli, we don't assume the bugs came out, even with cooked together in the same pot, they came out and went onto the meat, the mice, the meat is beseder. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, will be the continuation of Yichud from Hei to Yod. And then Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem, will be the Aleph Yibesh.